Anyone wants to speak?
Sure. So when did you get into the States?
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Do you have any...
Who's speaking now?
Oh, this is Jamie. I'm... There I am. Do you see me?
Oh, Jamie!
Hi.
Hi. I see your picture.
Okay. Yes. So are you suffering any jet lag or tiredness from your trip?
Not so much.
Okay. Don't want you to fall asleep on us.
Yeah, sometimes I get like a sleepy suddenly, but no problem.
And did you speak in New York City too?
Yes, I did on Sunday. It's at my friend's house. There are not many people, but it was really, really fun. I think altogether I spoke like 3 hours or so.
Wow.
3 hours straight.
You know, we got to do even more than that tonight.
This is such an exciting topic.
Yeah, I mean, so it seems. Or perplexing.
Yeah. it's really simple and so obvious. But a lot of people, apparently a lot of people don't know. But it's really obvious that there is no entity. There is no person.
It seems absurd.
What's that?
It seems absurd.
Yeah, because we have, so there is only everything. There is only what it is. That is, can I say, one thing appearing as everything. One thing, we don't know what it is, but appearing as everything. And in that, there is human body and human brain, and we can understand what's going on. And we can see past using the memory, and we can see the future using the imagination. But it's so obvious that there is no past, there is no future, simply imagination. But only human living in time, the only human living in from past to now, that is for human reality, which is not really happening. As I said, that is past memory, that is imagination of future. There is nothing. But since we are born, our brain is sophisticated. So we think there is a past. We feel there's a past. We feel there's a future. We feel there's time. For example, now this sound is appearing, this room appearing, this computer is appearing, but now we're like doing that Zoom meeting. We are listening to Naho is reality. But which is not reality, which is just story. But this storyline on top of this sound, simple sound, we added onto this, we add a story onto, and this storyline become real reality for human. But which doesn't exist. And this become, you know, so one energy appearing as everything, So there is no time, there is no entity, there is simply energy appearing as this. But in not human body and human feel, I am separate. Human feel, human think, that I am controlling life. I have life. I exist. Nothing wrong with it, except that feeling, as soon as the separation happens, uncomfortable feeling happens, because feels contracted in the body. That uncomfortableness is like, how can I say, try to avoid this uncomfortableness, so try to move somewhere to get comfort. But human only knows we are living in time, which is a story. So we try to get the comfort in the story, try to make the story better, and to get something, and try, but everything is only for getting the comfort. Nothing wrong with it, except a apparent imaginary person. Because that also energy appearing as human, as somebody. But this life, this imaginary life is so real, because human only knows this reality, which is completely illusionary. So we try to find, try to get somewhere in the story, in the illusion. So, I don't know what to
say. I have, I generally muted everyone so that we didn't have any background noise, but if, you know, anyone has a question or wants to speak, you can either unmute yourself or just wave your hand and I'll unmute you from here. Yeah, here he is. Okie dokie.
Hey, Naho?
Yes?
So how did you discover this?
It suddenly becomes so obvious.
Uh-huh. But how did the discovery occur to you?
It's impossible to know, impossible to know it, but become so obvious. Is it too obvious for everybody, what I said?
Yeah.
It's obvious, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know why human believe life is real.
Right. But for you, there was a time when you thought it was real, and then another time when it became obvious to you that it wasn't. How did that change take place?
I don't know, but I mean, like, nobody knows. Ultimately, there is nobody. It's impossible to know, impossible to talk about this. Because there is nobody knows this. Because there is nobody. But it's so obvious that how we live in is only imagination, or it's not really happening, but we can communicate it, seemingly happening. There is nobody, there is no problem for, there is no problem of me. There is no problem individual. That's perfect expression of everything. But it's problem for the imaginary person, because it feels contracted, feels I am suffering. if there is no suffering, then there is no problem because everything is perfect expression.
Right. Was there some moment in your life when this became clear?
Yes, suddenly. It's strange that suddenly, like, Naho was like a person who's hypnotized strongly. And Naho believes Naho exists. Naho had a life. And suddenly, that's, I don't know how it happened to become obvious. But ultimately, it's obvious to nobody. It's impossible to say.
Right. Well, you know, I feel hypnotized in my own life thinking that this is real, even though I agree with you that it's not, you know. Even though I understand what you're talking about, I still operate like it's real, you know. I still have that hypnotic operation.
Yeah.
How to get rid of that?
that's the, you know, nothing to get rid of. That's the human basic of this illusion can't see for the human. Because base is I exist, I am real, and I feel this is real. There is problem with that. Or letting human believe, human naturally think, I haven't arrived yet. I have a problem. But everything as the voice, what you said, your voice is perfect expression of wholeness. That's what it is. So everything is it. It's not meaning of it.
Did Naho, did you have a certain teacher that explained this to you, or were you just doing the dishes one day and you saw this clearly?
I used to go to Tony Parsons to listen to him, but it just this is not idea. This is obvious.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But it's ultimately there is no, it's all perfect expression, so there is nothing to change, nothing to, how can I say, to explain it. This sound is just simply happening. It's not to, how can I say, it's not telling you something. Already, we are doing like a conference is a story. I am asking Naho is already a story.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but still this body function as a human, so understand it. But how can I say it's no sense that somebody doing it.
Right. It's all a story, so to speak.
It's not only story. There is no center. There is no a thing. Because person is a thing. Person is entity. But there is no entity. Impossible. There is only energy appearing as this.
Right. Okay, good. Thank you.
So reality is so real for the person, so real for human. But that is only happening for human. There is no human. For example, we think that, for example, animal, other thing can see the human, right? But actually, human doesn't exist. Human only exists for human.
Right.
Because it's concept. Apparent body is same as everything else.
You say it's the same as everything else, did you?
Yeah. But the human has different reality, which is illusionary, but like a story, and story become another reality, which really doesn't exist, except human. And ultimately, there is no problem. But and also, what is happening is no problem. Whatever is happening, thought is no problem, sensation is no problem. Whatever is happening is only perfect expression. But problem comes. It's happening to me when there is a second happened. Because it feels I own it. This is my experience.
Right. So the problem only happens to the entity that thinks he or she is a person and separate.
Yes, yes. Right. So problem or reality is only personal. We feel human think we are sharing experience, but actually not. Nobody ever share the experience because there is only own experience. There is only own reality.
That's an interesting point. So people don't share experiences.
Never.
Right.
Because the individual has own reality.
Right, right.
Can you see it's not really like a solid reality? Memory can change all the time. Imagination can only change in all the time.
Right.
There is no time. But for human, this is a solid reality.
Yes.
Because we think we own the ideas. We own the past memory. We own the future imagination. Future ideas, future. Because we feel we are thing, we are something. So every time when we see something, it's everything is a thing, solid thing. And that creates all solid reality, which is not. There is nothing is solid.
That's good. That's a big load off.
How can you? It's like from the beginning we are told we are something. I am me, so it's something.
Right.
That is why that reality becomes so solid. But without that, where is you never come from past.
Right.
Where is reality, solid reality?
Right. Well, that, Naho, I would like to see that as clearly as you see it.
Isn't it funny?
Right. That's what I would like, to see that as clearly as you see it.
Right? Isn't it so clear?
Yeah, it's clear for sure, but it's not always, let's say, on the top of my mind, you know. Human sort of behavior and activity sort of on top. This is sort of intuition below, let's say.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, body still functions, but it's so obvious. It's not you. It's not somebody doing it. But always, always coming back, everybody question about this and want to know it, but basic is all misunderstand or how can I say, forget about. I am here already. That is the base of create a misunderstanding. Try to take it to in my experience. It's already, that is already personal.
I muted Leif so that he doesn't make any progress toward enlightenment. Maybe gave Jamie a chance to speak.
What a guy, what a guy. So I was just wondering if you could, would you say that it is a disidentification with the mind? Is that one aspect of what you're talking about?
One mind?
Of your mind. You're no longer identified with your mind. So I'm not saying the mind's not there.
Oh, right.
But it's...
I mean, like, there is nobody can identify with it.
Although we seem to all the time.
Huh?
We seem to. Most people, like 99%, are constantly identified with their mind, right?
Yeah, because people think, I am somebody, exist, I have an idea, I have a mind. That nothing wrong with this functioning, it's happening, but as I said, everything is equally appearing. Something can own something. And seemingly, humans has sophisticated brain, can think and doing things. But doesn't mean that, can I say, that sensation of I or human and thoughts is equally appearing. It's not human idea ultimately.
It sort of just comes.
Nothing's appearing as appearing. Nobody owns ideas. Nobody owns thoughts. Did I answered? No.
Is the idea of identification? Is the idea of identification?
Okay.
With the mind, is that a mistake? Is it a real thing that? But it's, well, it's misleading. In other words, is there such a thing as identification with the mind? It sounded like you said there was not.
There's no mind. And I don't know. it's just that, how can I say, this is like hypnotized strongly. like a human, human is like, identify with, souls, mind, seemingly like a problem, but it's that it can't be any other way. Because that's what is happening. And that there is another possibility that it's simply, how can I say? It's an, again, that is also a story.
It can't really be communicated in words very well, can it?
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Does anybody else want to try their hand at this? Questions? Everyone's unmuted, so even Leif can ask a question.
Debbie, you want to ask a question?
I'll ask a question. So, what is it? Can you hear me?
Yes.
There's an awful lot of teachers that seem to focus more on just how to fix the human problem. Uh-huh. And don't really touch on this, like where you're pointing. Can you say whether that's valid?
I mean, can you say what?
Whether it's valid or not for those people to focus on fixing the human experience and looking within the person realm?
Uh-huh. That's seemingly happening. If that try to fix it happens, nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to move.
Sorry?
My internet connection wasn't doing well, so I'm going to move. Okay. Let's try this again. Okay. Did you hear my question?
Yes, yes, yes. Perfect. That is perfect. If desire to fix a problem, then desire to help people, then that is the expression. Everything is on the expression. That problem comes, that is my experience. That is, I am doing it. And become so centered, become so serious, become so real. But nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with anything. Everything is perfect. There is no, like, there is no, a fix. There is no good and bad. Helping happens perfect. Not helping happens perfect. That is only expression. Can't be any other way. And that's an injury. And then seemingly, people being helped got better or story getting better is perfect. And maybe not. So if somebody asks Naho about what to do, she might say something or might not. But then, how can I say, seriousness is only for me. As I said, there is only reality for individual, being individual reality. We feel, we think, humans think we are sharing reality, but which is not. All come from individual. There is only individual reality.
Does that mean there's no reality out there of you as a separate person? You're just a point in my reality?
Yeah, ultimately, nobody sharing. But seemingly happening. Seemingly, everything is seemingly sharing. We're seemingly perfectly happening. This is mystery. This is miracle. But it's so obvious that we are not sharing anything.
It seems like we are.
Yes, yes, seemingly. Seemingly we are human. So, it's just the seriousness disappears.
Does that coincide with a lack of holding on to frames of reference, like good versus bad, and, you know, what you want, what you don't want?
Yeah, I mean, like a desire, or I mean, like if preference happens, and anything can arise, but how can I say it's you can't say this will happen. You can't say this not gonna happen. It's nothing to do with action, nothing to do with character. Character is not person. It's appearance. And it's so obvious that, isn't it obvious that there is no time, or it's not so much?
Not so much. The future seems pretty real sometimes.
Pretty real? Yeah. Like, for example, what is happening there now is hearing the sound and sitting sensation. Right? Yep. That is, and the room is happening. Everything is just arising. In that idea of future arising. But that human has strong idea that is my future. This is gonna happen. But that sensation, that idea also arising exactly as the same as feeling of sitting, same as this voice. Nobody's looking at the idea. Nobody's looking at the mind. It's equally appearing. There is no second to have something. There is no second to have future. That past idea, future idea, is simply appearing for nobody. But feels I own this, that also is exactly same way appearing. Doesn't it make sense?
From the head, kind of. But
okay.
I kind of have heard the descriptions before.
Right.
And it still seems this character pretty much believes in future and past and lives accordingly.
Yeah. So this is energetically started to change. That, how can I say? It's, I don't know. It's, I don't know how it happened.
When you figure it out, let us know.
I don't know how it happened, but just seemingly the human, I don't say, it's so, such a strong hit, like a hypnotist, or a strong dream, or whatever. So nobody hypnotized. When that's an energy or contraction started to relax after listening to teachings, or you know, life becomes easier, it's not serious, that is not happening, then energy become more easy and easier, maybe. But that is still in the story. And the story becomes no problem. But it becomes obvious that time is not really happening, then impossible, and it's completely completely different. How can I say everything?
Naho?
Yes.
Okay, so would you say that before you realize that time is actually not happening, before that, when you believe that you are an individual in time, is there any kind of practice you can do? You mentioned the idea of, like, it sounded like you were talking about just sort of opening up to these kinds of discussions, that sort of thing. But is there any, do you recommend any sort of approach?
No. I mean... that's again all question going back to I exist. That becomes that is that complete reality. But this is pointing to is that is not. So who's gonna do that? Because nobody doesn't need to do anything because already it. But then me energy wants to go somewhere. Me energy feels I haven't arrived yet. I haven't got it yet. But it's not true. Everything is already complete already. So of course not.
Where are you going? Can you give me the congestant pill, the allergy one?
So I don't know. It just comes from
But if I could say, it sounds like it's a narrow path.
Yeah.
Because you are not, you're not going to necessarily believe in this animation that we exist in.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You, you're not going to discard it either. It seems like you just have to abide. You just sort of have to be here.
Yeah.
And I would think that there's this parallel.
Yes.
Despite the fact that there is no time, there's something going on.
Yeah.
And we just have to be open to it. I don't know. It is hard to talk about.
Yeah. Like, for example, there is, if you practice something or you meditate or something, that's happening only seemingly. And it can't be any other way. Even Naho say, you're not gonna get anywhere, but still happens. Practice happens. Practice is a perfect expression. But what this is pointing to is not, that's not who you are. That's, there is nobody inside a body. Body is only appearance. But humans think, I am body. Then, imagination of I am become real.
Yeah.
and that imagination of I am this body, the body, each action is my action, becomes real action, real reality. But there is no thing. So it's impossible that and you can, you know, in the story, maybe after the practice, that life become better, or mind can calm, or not much thought. But that can happen, but it's still happening individually. It's still personal experience, which is not shared, which is only important for person, imaginary person. Because it's happening again in the seemingly illusionary story. But you are not in the story. Because that is simply appearing. There is nobody in the story.
Is there anything that you can say is real?
Huh?
Is there anything that you could say is real? Could you say a universal entity or something like that?
Yeah, simply seemingly real, but everything is same time not real. It's this is mystery. That things appearing as this. That's all there is. And there is no second. There is no separate person to know about this. There is no second. Only one expression. So there is no solid reality. There is no solid thing.
Yet there is something.
There is something, but it's not a thing, because right. There is no separation. Seemingly, computer, room, body, seemingly separate, but it's not separate. It's only seemingly. Humans think, I am limited to this skin. But actually, it's not. when the baby is born, baby doesn't know the limitation. Baby doesn't know the body. So, how do you say, happened after? By created by apparent sophisticated brain. But that also perfect appearance of everything and nothing. Actually, this is simply describing that how do you say what it is. So it's not really going anywhere. Because from the beginning, nothing goes to anywhere. That's the point. Conversation is happening, simply happening. It's not leading to somebody, somewhere. Everything.
Would you say that we're too hung up in trying to find closure?
You didn't understand me.
That we're always trying to complete the story.
Yes. That's disappointing too. There's no happy ending. There's no happy ending because the happy ending is your death. You're trying hard to make the perfect story, and in the story, there's nothing. But what human wants is avoiding uncomfort, making story better. So nothing to do with what is happening in the story. It just makes that just to cover up. Just want to avoid uncomfortable feeling. We not really want the happy. We not really, how can I say, wants to have perfect story. What we really desire is avoid uncomfortableness. Want to go somewhere, but human only go in the future, in the next moment, which is not really happening. That's why this is endless.
Endless?
Yeah, endless game to go somewhere, which is not happening.
I wonder if that same energy that may go towards trying to complete the story or make a good story or find comfort, if that same energy is also it's the actual basic force, the actual chi.
Everything.
And it's just plain misdirected.
Yes. Just that's it. That's why problem or suffering is only personal.
Well, I have to go back to my other question. Is there anything that you could say that's real? And I'm not talking about time and space. Is there anything that you can say that we've mistaken, that you can make a positive claim about? Because I can understand where you can describe the negative claims that we have. Is there a positive claim?
Yeah. This is really for the human. If it becomes obvious, then it's so revolutionary.
Yeah.
It's what we this is sharing, but because nothing is becomes personal and not serious, but that human reality is very, very serious.
Yeah.
And did I get your question?
I don't know. I'm trying to see if there's anything that can be stated about that which, well, I'm using the word real, but I don't think I mean it. Maybe I say that's true. Is there anything that can be stated about what's actually true? And I'm not talking about, you know, the normal space and time continuum.
Yeah. Then truth is, there is no truth or untruth, and there is no answer in concept. There is no answer in understanding. So there is no truth. There is only, how can I say, what it is.
Okay.
But it's not enough for human, because basic is, base of everything is, haven't got arrived yet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more than this. But that's not enough, because there is a story that is real, that is my life, and going somewhere, and that is real. That's why, and also separation is uncomfortable. But it's simple. What is happening is sensation. What is happening is this. And on top of it, there's apparent time, there's apparent past and the future, and it becomes reality. Becomes, I came from past, I'm going to future. But that's only added on to no time.
Well,
but of course, it's difficult in the story, in the dream, because everything's functioning like this. That's why it becomes so solid. Because no one else, everybody, and most of people living like that. So whatever you see, whatever you feel, it's happening like that. That's the only reality.
Where does all of this now reside within you?
Huh?
Where does all of this, let's call it hallucination. How do you live with that? I mean, you personally.
This is strange, but it just now for that thing, same as before, but there is no, how can I say, there is no doer. There is no person. I can understand what is happening, but it's so obvious it's not happening.
could you call it a witness state?
No, opposite. Witness state, second. Second is believing I exist.
That
creates separation. Then it becomes solid. It's opposite. It's not knowing. Not knowing. Can't be known. When the energy of want to know falls away, then what is left is everything.
Oh, wow. That energy must go somewhere.
Everywhere.
All right.
And it's just simply, it's impossible to know, because nobody owns anything. Idea is not yours. Idea appears and disappears. And in that, there is no constant person, stay there, and thoughts appear and disappear. It's illusion that center is disappeared. Did you get that?
Kind of.
when that solid thing, somebody there, feels thoughts is happening, thoughts is mine, and then that person feels, I am constant. I came from past and to now. And constantly knows what is going on, experiencing life. But there is nobody that is hypnotized. But nobody. But when that disappeared, there is no past, there is no future. There is only... is only apparent.
We are making a pattern out of the chaos.
Yeah.
Sorry. My connection's a little funny there. You're saying we're constructing a pattern.
Yes, constructing. Yes.
Out of what might as well be chaos.
Uh-huh.
You know, the vastness of possibilities.
Yes, yes. But ultimately, nobody's doing it, and that's seemingly happening. But seemingly happening here is constructing anything. There is nobody constructed.
Is it helpful to see that there is this construction going on and we have nothing to do with it?
I mean, like, again, it seemingly human is constructing like a solid thing, solid life, solid reality, but that is only, again, the basic of idea is we exist. We are doing something. That's the base of the human strong belief. We are doing something. But also, ultimately, energy appearing as we are doing something.
We muted Jamie because he'll never get it, but Frank has a question.
Hello, Naho.
Hello.
Hello. Can you take a minute and describe the difference between being alive and being dead?
Exactly the same. Good news is nobody can die and nobody can go anywhere. There is nowhere to go. So my dad has got cancer, and the doctor told that he can live another 3 months. And I told him that nowhere to go.
We're already dead and we don't know it.
And death is only identification of death. Identification with the body dies.
Right. Don't we give that up?
But that it's going to be the big difference, because apparently human has a fear of death. Most of people have death, huge fear, but also a lot of people think after you go somewhere after death, but there is no control. There is no another reality, another, maybe if the dream appears, that then after this dream might happen, but there is no way. So that can change humanity. Did I answer your question?
What?
Did I answer your question?
Somewhat. There's a fascination. There's the appearance that being dead is different from being alive.
That's again personal.
Yes. But I would suggest that we all share in that. That when somebody we know dies, what I've recognized is I didn't know they were ever there anyway. I didn't know what was there.
Yeah.
I made up some things.
Yeah.
That constituted their identity for me.
Yeah.
But when there's nothing there, there's nothing for me to make up about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. Not only is their body gone, mm-hmm. all their stuff is gone, mm-hmm. all their thoughts are gone. Mm-hmm. So were they ever there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were never there.
Yes. Everything is we feel we had a past, we experienced life, but never, because everything is new.
Yes.
And there is no solid thing continuously. That reality in time continuously happening is human reality, which is illusionary.
There's never been a beginning, and there will never be an end.
Yes.
So the Big Bang is bullshit.
Yes. How do you know exactly your idea?
Well, I don't. But somebody made it up.
Yeah. But this is really, how can I say, it's shocking maybe for the human, this, what's been said. But we don't know, this human story might change.
Debbie, did you have a question?
Like asking Naho.
Yes.
Hi, Naho, this is Debbie.
Hi.
You say you realize you changed immediately and then automatically. And then this change make you or like this change in any difference between now and before to you?
No. What becomes obvious was that there was no entity Naho. Naho never existed. Naho is only story. There is no separate person except in the story. But as I explained, that is added on to what is happening. So ultimately, there is no change. Everything is new.
So that's just about the feelings for you.
Huh?
You're feeling your change, but that's the nothing change actually, but just for feelings.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Suzanne has a question, I think. Where is Suzanne? There she is.
What, you just kind of decided I had a question?
Yes.
No. Are you finding people are responding to your message pretty well, or are they waking up to it when you...
Sorry, I didn't...
Are you finding when you're talking to people, I know that they're waking up, they're having this realization from your words?
Yeah, yes. I get a lot of emails that their life got easier.
Oh, okay. And so, even though there's no Naho, there's still the memories of Naho that you operate with, right?
Mm-hmm. It's nothing has, in that way, nothing has changed. The action, you know, apparently, doing things, talking to people, having communications, everything hasn't changed. What is different is there is no center. There is no something solid thing. It's simply sounds is appearing. That's all there is. So whatever that response, whatever is happening, that can't be any other way. So Naho might give advice, or Naho might help people, whatever can happen. But which is, there is no experiencer. There is no, nobody's doing it. Simply happening. So you can't say this action is correct, this will happen or not. Because anything can arise, anything can happen. And in that, there is no correct or incorrect. And even that story becomes better. That is nice, but it's not leading to anything. But still happens. And joy happens, sadness happens, anger happens, everything. Everything. But that's not leading to anywhere. Nothing's leading to anywhere. So, this conversation is not leading to anything. But still help happens. Still I get a lot of emails that and they're happier, or I've changed, or, you know, that's nice.
It's not likely to happen to any of us, but it's nice to hear. Especially Jamie.
But some people get angry, especially people are suffering.
You mentioned anger, right?
Yeah. Some people get angry.
Now maybe we should take a question from Francine now, then.
Oh, and you unmuted me, too. Real nice.
Yeah, it's a good segue.
I enjoy my anger. I have a question about it. I'm a curmudgeon. I'm having a good time.
All right. Are there anyone having a problem or suffering? Or? Or just interested in this?
We're not sure what we're doing.
Yeah.
about you, Jeff.
What's that?
You have a question?
I have a lot of problems. I enjoy the you know, the kind of the ongoing seductive nature of all of this arising, suggesting over and over again that, you know, there's a person here. And I can't say that it's suggesting there's a person here. That's just, you know, my habit.
Yes.
I can't blame reality for suggesting there's a person here. It just appears that there's the ongoing suggestion that there's a person here, and I don't know who to hold responsible for it.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, that's why I just simply so such a strong hypnotized.
Mm.
But nobody's hypnotized. So when that suddenly vanish, then it becomes so obvious and becomes so simple. And it's just simply being hypnotized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, being hypnotized wouldn't be so bad if there was nobody being hypnotized.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like hypnotized again. Yeah. Oh, well.
So that's why some...
Get them next time.
Somebody's appearance is just knowing this, understanding this makes them relax already.
Yeah.
Just, you know?
Yeah, it seems... Those are connected somehow, that the, you know, a depthful appreciation that all you're ever going to find is the myth of being hypnotized.
Yes.
It's like, okay, I'm not going to wiggle free from that.
Some characters satisfy with it.
Yeah.
People not, but that's all perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, I mean, the taking a position, you know, as a creature that has had past experiences, that wants to wiggle free from contraction, from unpleasantness, imagining that there's a future in which that may occur, it just is all,
But, it just needing to listen to my idea of this, what I did this, or everything I did is my life. You know, so serious, so heavy. And I have only the future to live on. And then life is not so easy, so many things happen.
Yes.
But that started to, the idea of, you know, everything is solid, getting loosened, and then become more relaxed, or, you know, not too serious.
Yeah.
That is happening, I think, when I get emails, I can see that sometimes.
Yes. I enjoyed that you mentioned you had no idea how, you could say depersonalization occurred. No one can have any idea how it occurs, why it occurs, or whether there are circumstances or practices that could possibly lead up to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the idea simply appearing. Nobody's idea.
Yeah.
It's good to know. But humans think the idea is my idea. The idea leads to something, leads to the answer.
Right.
Something that,
yeah.
That's why that people feel, I know this, you know, I can get this. But the idea simply appears and doesn't lead to anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The ideas keep flooding in, but they never had any implication. They didn't come from anywhere. No one can claim anything. It's just passively on the receiving end of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, but then that what is happening seemingly is that the human is very that energy is very how do you say collect everything and owns everything.
Right.
And because humans think I have life, I have thoughts. This is mine. I am doing it. Then become I is become solid thing. And everything else is happening to me. But I haven't changed. I am continuous. I have life. And that is, creates solidness of everything, solid life.
Yeah.
Which is not.
it's like the claiming, you know, is the sense of individuation.
Yeah.
Is that like an individual claiming? The claiming itself makes it appear as if I'm doing claiming, or I'm consequential all of a sudden.
Yes.
Yeah.
And try to do something with that idea, because want to get somewhere. That energy want to get somewhere.
Yeah.
So try to change the idea, or try to change that next moment. By getting some information, because information gets somewhere.
Right. You're right. Information is a vehicle to my improved future.
Hopefully I can buy it.
That's right.
That's why all practice or studying something is important, because that gives you, you know, hope to lead somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not satisfied what it is. But that is doesn't lead to anywhere.
No.
Why? That of course there is no other bias to do anything, but that anything can arise, practice can arise, but doesn't lead to anything because there is no need to go to.
Yeah. It's wonderfully funny.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it the insight erases, you know, most of the world's religions with a giggle.
Yeah. So this is really a revolutionary message for human.
Yes.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
But no, I think it becomes obvious. It's not simple.
Yeah.
No.
it's all that can be found.
Yeah. But
our insistence is to turn it into, again, you know, knowledge that has an implication.
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't see that this is all that can be found, because we need it to actually imply something else.
Yes. And also, everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is seemingly filled, because what you see is yourself, but then everybody else is living in a story, of course, because that means in the story. That's why can't see any other things. Can't see outside of the story. Right. That's why so becomes so that is the real. But then human reality is only for human. Nowhere else is.
Yes.
And then it's not existing.
It's heartwarming to know that after we become extinct, we won't be missed. Where did the humans go? Poor humans.
But that doesn't mean that has to be like extreme.
Mm.
It can't change. More humanity might change. Like, relaxed.
Yeah. Right.
We think that so much stuff in the world, but started to see that is appearance. That is what it is. And you know, and started to see that it's not sharing what you think that suffering is what you see. It means that's own suffering. There is no suffering outside. It's own individual. Because whatever you see is yourself.
Yeah, you can't see anything other than yourself, other than what's appearing as experiencing. No.
But amazing how it happens. So sharing and everything outside is really existing. It's amazing how it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's not so obvious. That's amazing, too.
No, but it's amazing that all there is can pretend to be happening to somebody. Well, I know it's happening to Leif.
But that's it. Oh, it's not ultimately not, but that started by individuality, separation, everything comes from separation, and everything comes from the center of I experience, I do this. Mm. Becomes the center, but center doesn't exist because everything is expression. But the center feels I do this.
Yes.
But it's only again in this, it's only personal, which is illusionary.
Yeah. Lovely fun.